as we are getting set for the second half of action of our girls' game. It's 22-9. Chase County trailing Hartford here in this Lyon County League, Flint Hills League matchup as we are nearing the end of the regular season, beginning into post-game coverage here before too long. And right now, Hartford looking pretty solid. Chase County struggling a little bit here as they really haven't been able to get much going offensively. At the foul line with it now, Chase County with possession, trying to hang one off the right side was Lexi Monahan. The ball comes free, diving for it is Lily Hinkson. It'll roll out of bounds through her fingertips, turnover to Hartford.
Yeah, not the way you want to start the second half, so pretty much just kind of the same we saw in the first.
Hartford taking their time, bringing it up across half court with Kieran Brashears, goes left side to Toby Soule, right in front of Coach Ryan Thomas. She'll hand off to Tara Baker, still left side with it. Now dribbles up to the top of the key, hands off to Brashears at the foul line. Up top to Soule, right side to Baker. Thought about the three, dribbles inside, shortens the distance by about 5 feet and will miss on the jumper. Rebound will be picked up by Monahan, handed off to Ainsley Grant. Chase County now going from left to right as we see the action. Nice little spin move by Grant to try and shake off Soule, but it won't work. Soule staying on her. Ball now up top into the hands of Hatcher. Hatcher will decide to take the three. It's well off the mark. Rebound into the corner. Saved by Abby Tubach. Now to Lily Hinkson into the hands of Grant. Goes inside the lane and misses on the floater. Gets her own board. Now to Tubach. Three on the way. Knocks it down.
That possession can really flip this ball game. They had multiple attempts.
Yeah.
Coach Ryan Thomas not pleased with those second, third, fourth chance efforts, and that it was a huge three there by the Bulldogs.
That shortens the lead to 10 as we'll get a foul on the opposite end. It could go against either Ainsley Grant or Alexis Hatcher. They're going to say Hatcher. That will be Hatcher's first. Team's first in the second half. They had 9 total in that first half as Brashears on the baseline goes to Tara Baker, left unguarded, thinks about it, not sure why she didn't take the three. Top of the key now to Toby Soule, who fires a jumper from the foul line and gets tapped on the back of the shoulder by Lexi Monahan. So Soule is going to the line to shoot 2, and Monahan will pick up her 4th foul of the night. Already I can see a substitute heading to the scorer's bench. Try and get you a name there in just a moment as a chair is blocking my sight. Never thought I'd say that. Toby Soule misses on the first as into the Chase County lineup comes Leah Francis. And you got to think, we probably won't see Monahan until the 4th, if at all. Soule misses on both. That's the first trip to the line that's led to nothing for Hartford tonight. Not to say they've shot particularly well, though. Grant, top of the key, goes to Francis, right wing. Back to Grant, right block, walks through the back door and hangs it short off the right side. Baker grabs the board for Hartford, goes to Brashears with 6 minutes to go in the third. Brashears across half court, matches up with Francis at the top of the key. Now to Baker, right side, right block down low to Reagan Derbyshire. Has to throw it to Baker, has it almost, yes, stolen away by Abby Tubach. Into the front court now to Hatcher, and a over and back will be the call by the near side official, is I actually thought Grant got across.
Yeah, but she left her when she went to jump, she was still on that backside, so that's where she started that possession,
gotcha.
And that's why it was still an over and back, even though she caught it basically at midcourt.
Fair enough, as Reagan Derbyshire overshoots the rim from the left block. Coach Ryan Thomas not happy with that shot selection, and she really didn't have a good view. Nice move by Ainsley Grant to leave Toby Soule in the dust. Goes left wing to Tubach, who knocks down her second consecutive three.
Just like that, Chase County's right back in it.
Thus far, it's a 6-0 run for the girls in white, the Lady Bulldogs. 22-15, lead back to single digits now. At 7, Toby Soule gives to Brashears, top of the key. Brashears throws it right into the waiting hands of Alexis Hatcher on the right block. She'll give to Tubach. Tubach going to take it the distance and get smacked on the wrist by Tara Baker. Baker was trying to just create a little bit of a roadblock, and instead she turned it into a collision.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm going to bet $20 Ryan Thomas calls a timeout here pretty quick.
Just did. He'll call a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here as Tara Baker is on the offense log for the first time tonight with her first foul, first for her team of the second half, and thus far, no points for Hartford with 4:54 left to go in the third. Chase County's come out kind of reinvigorated here in the second half.
Yeah, and that's kind of been the story of the tape for the Hartford Jaguars, to where they've, you know, maybe put together a strong first half, and they've kind of came out flat to begin the third quarter, and that's kind of, not even to begin the third quarter.
Yeah.
They've had some of those stretches last, long stretches in the third, to where they take time to bounce back and get out of it.
You know, I kind of jump back to their matchup with Lebo earlier on in the season. They actually played the Lady Wolves pretty close there throughout that first half, but then you're right, they came out in that second, and Lebo just kind of turned it on, and Hartford really couldn't get it out of neutral. 22-15 is the lead for Hartford as Hinkson gets the inbound at the foul line, and she'll turn it over, trying to feed it right side to Alexis Hatcher. Hatcher would have needed about an extra 6 inches on her arm. She wanted to track down that pass. I think Hinkson getting a little overexcited there, just firing one into the right wing. Got to make sure the person's there that you're looking for. 4:42 left to go here in the third. At the top with it now is Toby Soule for Hartford to Tara Baker. Now to Kylie Finnerty. She'll drive in from the foul line to Brashears, being guarded by Ainsley Grant. Grant turning up the intensity a little bit here in this third as Finnerty gets cut off at the foul line. Now to Brashears. Dribbles inside the lane, goes for the foul line herself, and we'll get a 3-second violation in the lane on Hartford. That is their third consecutive turnover here.
Yeah, that's 11th for the ball game, and Finnerty has to realize where she's at. I mean, that call probably came 3 seconds too late.
Yeah,
she was parked in the lane.
Showed her age a little bit there, the freshman did. Grant has it top of the key. Brashears will knock it away, and they're going to say it was last touched, actually, by Leah Francis as she was trying to get it back under control, but ball just a little too slick, couldn't hold on to it. Turnover for turnover here as Hartford has a chance to avenge their last turnover on their end. They've still yet to score here in the third quarter. 3:55 left to go. Kylie Finnerty gets cut off on the left block, and we're going to get a foul on Ainsley Grant. That's the right call. Both officials with their hands in the air. She was trying to tie up the ball, but all she did was kind of put a headlock on the forearm of Kylie Finnerty, which, if you're a wrestling fan, still impressive to be able to headlock a wrist. That will be Grant's first, team's second. As down low for Hartford, Reagan Darbyshire gets the right wing, right side layup and stops the bleeding for the time being. Lead out to 9. Thus far, though, Hartford's been outscored by Chase County, 6-2. Leah Francis thought that Tubach was going to come around to the right wing, and she threw it to a ghost, and it goes out of bounds. Little miscommunication there by the Lady Bulldogs. 3:17 to go in the third. Still in the lead is Hartford, 24-15. Right side, Brashears fires a three. Front of the rim, no good. Tara Baker gets the board. Up top now, Brashears going to try it again. That time hits back iron, no good. And Kylie Finnerty will force a jump ball off the rebound. That could have easily been a foul call, too, as she grabbed it and kind of threw Lily Hinks into the ground. Very physical matchup here.
It has been. I mean, that's the thing. Chase County really hasn't matched that physicality. Okay, we're going to... Whose ball is it here?
No, okay, yeah, we're going to have a conversation here. They're going to say it's Hartford ball.
Yep, that'd be right because
yes,
it was a jump ball, and
it
Chase
was.
County started with it to begin the second half.
So. Yep. Brashears, baseline inbounds coming here on her end. Up top to Baker. Baker pump fakes, now goes to the top, and Ainsley Grant picks her pocket and double dribbles. Turnover for turnover once again. Grant, the latest Bulldog, who's just a little overexcited, I think. They realize they're still in this game, and they're just making some simple mistakes after coming out of the locker room looking almost perfect. 2:48 left to go here in this third quarter. 24-15 the lead for Hartford over Chase County as Brashears fires up a three. That one's long. Rebound goes out of the hands of Kylie Finnerty through the legs of Lily Hinkson and across the baseline out of bounds. 2:37 left to go in the third. Ainsley Grant will lead the charge for Chase County down the other way, being guarded by Trinity Windle. Now foul line to Alexis Hatcher. Up top to Hinkson. I think Hinkson was thinking about a three, but she's not going to take it. She'll give to Grant, who comes around to the top. Left elbow to Hatcher. Right side to Hinkson. Left side back to Hatcher. Fires a line drive three over the rim. Hits backboard, no good. And a collision between Wendell and Ainsley Grant will result in a foul on Grant. That'll be her second, team's fourth. You can hear the Chase County boys in the background right behind us offering their comments on tonight's matchup here as they'll get set to take on the Bulldogs here at the completion of this game. Two shots there by Hartford, both roll over the rim. Leads to a rebound by Ainsley Grant, and she'll turn it over on the opposite end. Brashears jumping the pass, goes coast to coast, goes up, and Grant will pick up her third straight foul on the block as Brashears came through. She tried to set her feet but didn't get him set in time. Brashears in control, runs right through it, and she'll go to the line for two. 24-15, still the lead here for Hartford as, again, they have been outscored 6-2 thus far in this third quarter as Brashears will hit the iron, hit the backboard, and will hit everything except for the net on her first of two. That time, no problem. Brashears sinks it from the foul line. Lead back to 10, 25-15. Left side, Tubach. Left block to Hinkson, trying to go around. Kylie Finnerty does it so, but can't hit the bunny from 2 feet. A minute 22 left to go in the third. Brashears across half court. Nice little bounce pass into the left block to Derbyshire. It's a little low. She loses the handle. We'll get a jump ball call, and it'll go to Chase County. Got to admire Ainsley Grant tying that one up, and she's got three fouls. A little surprised to see the ferocity out of her. Grant top of the key now with it, being guarded by Toby Soule. Right elbow to Hatcher, feeds it down low to Tubach. Back within single digits, all thanks to Abby Tubach. She's got all the points here in the third quarter for the Lady Bulldogs. Started the second half with no points. Now she's got eight. 50 seconds left to go in the third. Foul line jumper on the way and good by Kylie Finnerty. Finnerty's first points of the ball game. Lead back to 10 again, 27-17. Grant. Left side, Tubach. Line drive, three. Hits backboard, no good. Rebound goes to Brashears. That will be Tubach's first miss from three-point range tonight as Wendell gets a lead pass from end to end. Misses the uncontested layup left side. Rebound goes to Grant. 19 seconds to go in the third quarter. Right wing with it now. Avery Beyer. And on the left side, we get a three for Abby Tubach.
And then an answer right here before the half.
By Kiernan Brashears. So three for three. It's 30-20, 10-point lead as we head to the fourth and final quarter of action here on our girls' game of the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM. We're back in 60 seconds.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. USD 252, Southern Lyon County, Opie, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. And Scott's Welding Service, 719 Graham in Emporia, your full-service welding fabrication shop with both in-house and mobile capabilities.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Andy Siding. For siding, counter, and window installs and repairs, contact Andy Siding. Owned and operated out of Levo and Ottawa. Call 620-341-3592. By Moon Title and Escrow. 421 Commercial Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. And by Perry Yacht, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. A trusted professional with 15 years' experience. Farm Bureau agents, Perriott, 2606 West 12th Emporia.
8 minutes remain in our girls' half of the area game of the week here on Country 101.7 FM. It's 30-20. Hartford leading Chase County, but man, Chase County really coming out with some fire there in that third quarter, led by Abby Tubach, was the only scorer for Chase County. She walked in with no points heading into that second half. She walks out of the third quarter with 11. She was on fire, man. What a night for the senior. Kieran Brashears has it now for Hartford as they control to start the fourth and final quarter. Up top with it, Toby Soule fires a three. Hits front iron, no good. Rebound fought for by Hinkson, and Finnerty will get a jump ball and alternate possession over to Chase County. Again, they only trail it by 10. They trail by, well, plenty more. 13 to start the third quarter, 22-9.
And they cut it within 7, and then they kind of went on another kind of a lull, but did have a, you know, that nice shot to fall, but I'm sure they would have liked to have had that.
Yeah.
Shot by Kieran Brashears, a little bit better defended.
Hatcher turns and shoots in the lane, but not before she travels. Won't, they'll wave the shot, but it won't matter. She missed. That'll be the 23rd turnover for Chase County tonight. That's going to be a big talking point in the locker room when this one's all said and done.
Yeah, Tegan, I was trying to do that 23.
You did great, man.
We were talking about Tupac, and that looked like I was putting up the blood sign or something like that. Whoa.
I need to get a little California
love. I'm more of a Crip guy. But.
I'm just picturing you doing a Crip walk. That's all it is.
Hey, man, I'm 31. It comes by habit anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's basically just whenever you wake up sore in the morning, right?
So that's a limp with the right knee.
A limp with the right knee is. Hartford will turn it over on their end. Chase County with an opportunity to cut into this 10-point lead as I keep picturing.
Well, you know, we're probably nowhere close to being relevant to these kids.
No, they're probably wondering what we're talking about now. They're probably thinking Tupac.
But Toshiba Shorty trying to got the game there right there, going dead on us, going thug life.
Just saying, you know what? You guys got this. We're going to test your skills. 6:45 left to go in the ball game. 30-20 is still the lead for Hartford. Off the turnover now by Chase County, and Ainsley Grant runs into the back of Toby Soule and already knows it. That's her fourth. She didn't. You can tell she did not mean to create the contact, but she knew as soon as she did it, that's number four. And it looks like she'll stay in. I mean, 6:41 left to go, trailing by 10. What's it matter?
You got to have her on the court.
Yeah, you can't. She just needs to be a little smart here. I have had conversations with Ainsley in the past. She is a very smart, intelligent player. She's just a very aggressive player, too, and sometimes those two things can cancel each other out. 6.5 to go as Tara Baker sinks a left wing three. Tara Baker with 8 points on the night. And Chase County going to look to answer as they trail it now again by 13. Same deficit they trail by at the start of the third quarter. They've yet to force a tie or overtake the lead since the first quarter. As we started the ball game, tied at 3. Tubach has it right wing now, right corner to Grant. Grant skips it over left side to Francis. She'll fire a line drive jumper that's no good from 20 feet out. Brashears will easily collect the board, and back the other way we go. Brashears coast to coast. Layup right side is a little short. Rebound goes to Lily Hinkson. No foul called as Brashears hits the deck. Ainsley Grant with it for Chase County. Top of the key. 5:30 left to go. And she'll throw it into traffic, into the hands of Reagan Derbyshire. Collision down low. Sends Alexis Hatcher to the floor. No foul called there. Toby Soule, right side of the floor, goes to Reagan Derbyshire. Down low, over the top of Hinkson. Misses the layup. Rebound goes to Hinkson. Now to Grant. Baseline. Hatcher trying to go around Derbyshire. Makes it happen. Gets the layup. That's Alexis Hatcher's 6 point of the night. You could hear my brain stumbling there trying to do the math in my head. Though I think you'd have to argue. I've gotten better.
Anything you get north of 5 fingers, you start to struggle.
I can't take my shoe off and count my toes, so you're not wrong. one of these days you'll admit my skills have gotten pretty good. Foul line jumper by Trinity Wendell is going to be long. Rebound will go to Francis. Now handed off to Grant. She'll lead it up across half court. Goes to Abby Tubach, right side of the floor. 4.5 left to go. Down low, Hatcher trying to go around Derbyshire again. She will, but she won't hit the shot. 4:20 remaining. And a timeout will be taken by Coach Ryan Thomas. That's a full timeout. We're taking one right here with them. It's 33-22, an 11-point lead for Chase County. 4:16 left to go in this ball game. We're back in 60 seconds.
Area high school basketball brought to you in part by Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills. Wishing the Bulldog teams success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy, owners. Griffin Real Estate and Auction, specializing in real estate along with farm and ranch auctions. And Chase County Recreation Commission, proud to support the youth of Chase County communities. Go Bulldogs!
Area high school basketball brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. Citizens State Bank with 10 full service locations, including their newest location in Olpe. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. And The Window Company, proud of their 100% American-made windows. Call Howard at 620-343-9110.
Out of the timeout by Hartford, it's 33-22, 4:16 left to go. Jaguars leading Bulldogs here in our girls' half of the area game of the week here on Country 101.7 FM. Taking your turn, Michael Deeker here with you. We appreciate you spending your Friday night with us here on the airwaves as Brashears has it off the inbounds to Toby Soule, right side of the floor. Finnerty, right corner, now into the hands of Wendell, left side, jumper good by Kiernan Brashears. Brashears into double figures with 11 now. 35-22 the lead. Back to 13 as Francis will get bumped by Kiernan Brashears. And Kiernan, I don't think, agreed with that one.
Yeah, she said she got an extended the forearm, maybe?
Yeah, well, Cole Taylor doesn't lie. He's calling it how he sees it. Right block, Alexis Hatcher. She's going to try and go around Finnerty. Almost has it stripped away, and now Brashears is going to pick up her second. Karen Brashears has a very, very good expression. She goes, "Are you serious?"
Yeah, usually when you make a gesture like that on the previous call,
yeah,
it seems that not too often you do not get the benefit of the doubt, yeah, on a second call.
Off the inbound, Tubach now goes inside the lane, right side. Jumper is no good. Rebound put back off the glass is good by Liv Francis. And Francis gets her first points of the ball game. Pulls her team back within 11 with 3:26 left to go.
Hartford allowed him to stick around.
Tara Baker left side with it, trying to go around Tubach. Now work to Wendell on the left block, going around Hinkson.
1-3-1 trapping zone now.
Kylie Finnerty gets it. No good on the jumper. Rebound bounces free, and we're going to get a foul called. It's going to go against Hartford. See who they give this one to. That is going to go on Trinity Wendell. That'll be her first. Team's fourth. 3:10 left to go in the ball game. Tubach to Francis, right wing. Now to Hatcher, going around Finnerty. Has her shot rejected into the hands of Tara Baker. Hand off to Brashears with 3 to go. Ball stolen away on the other end. Kylie Finnerty was looking for Kiernan Brashears on the baseline. Lily Hinkson jumps the pass, now gives it to Tubach. Tubach up top, hands off to Leah Francis. Francis baseline drive, fires a jumper. That one rolls over the top. Brashears collects the board with 2:38 to go. Her team leading 35-24. Finnerty will travel on the other end. I did think she got her feet set, but apparently not, as she might have taken a few little dribble steps, and that's about it.
She got him set, but it wasn't before she tried coming to a Roadrunner-type stop.
Beep, beep.
But pivotal possession right here for Chase County. You're trailing things by 11. You need points right here.
Absolutely, as that won't do it. A steal on the baseline by Reagan Derbyshire leads to another offensive set here for Hartford, as again they lead it 35-24, 2:13 to go in the ballgame. Brashears across half court. To Toby Soule, goes inside, has the ball knocked out of her hands. trying to save it was Hinkson. It'll stay with Hartford. Coach Thomas trying to get a offensive set here. Brashears left side to Soul. Soul fires a three. That's a little short. Rebound collected easily by Brashears. 1:55 left to go. And Brashears in no hurry to attack the rim.
Why would you be with an 11-point
exactly.
lead? You've got to run some clock right here.
Absolutely. Baker has it at half court. Now back to Brashears, left side of the floor.
Next foul will put Hartford in the bonus, and there it is.
That foul is going to go on Abby Tubach. That will be Tubach's first, team's seventh. As Soul's at the line shooting two, puts up the first, apologies, the 1-1, misses on the front end of that 1-1. And so far, Toby Soul has not had luck from the foul line. Is on the opposite end. Alexis Hatcher, right side layup is good. Lead down to 9. 1:20 left to go in the ball game.
Got to get a quick foul here. You're trailing things by 9. Need a foul right now that they're in the front court.
Hatcher has 8 on the night as Toby Soul gets it right side of the floor. Left side, I should say. Now to Baker, top of the key. Tubach all over her with a 1:06 to go.
Too much
little
time.
Reach there, but she's not going to really try to create a foul as Baker will leave it long on the layup attempt. Rebound went to Tubach, and she dribbled it off her own foot and out of bounds with 60 seconds left on the clock. And we are going to get a 30-second timeout taken here by Coach Ryan Thomas. We'll go ahead and step aside for a quick break ourselves. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week here on Country 101.7 FM. It's 35-26. Hartford leads Chase
Area
County.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. USD 252, Southern Lyon County, Opie, Hartford, and Neosho Rapids. Prideful schools and communities. And Scott's Welding Service, 719 Graham in Emporia, your full-service welding fabrication shop with both in-house and mobile capabilities.
Back inside Chase County High School here on Country 101.7 FM, taking turn Michael Deeker on the Area Game of the Week. It's 35-26. The Lady Jaguars of Hartford lead the Lady Bulldogs of Chase County, but Chase County trying to make a run of it with 60 seconds to go, only trailing by 9. They trail by as many as 15 at one point as Tara Baker gets the inbound. Top of the key on the Hartford end. Now up top to Reagan Derbyshire into the hands of Kieran Brashears. And Brashears will get bumped and fouled and sent to the line as Hartford in the bonus. That's the 8th team foul. That will be the first, or sorry, that will be the 5th against Lexi Monahan. So she'll take a seat. And Derbyshire goes to the line for the 1-1, but you know Chase County's ready to box out because Hartford has not shot well from the line at all tonight. 54.1 seconds left to go.
Yeah, 5 out of 15.
Oof. That is not going to be a happy snap for Coach Thomas. But Brashears breaks the trend and knocks down the first of two. The lead's back to 10, 36-26. Shears fires the second. That one rolls away. Rebound goes to Derbyshire. Loses the handle on it. Now goes left side to Toby Soul. Or sorry, up top to Toby Soul from Trinity Wendell as Soul will get fouled by both Francis and Tubach. See who they call this one on. That'll be Francis. Leia Francis, that's her first. At the line for the 1-1 is Toby Soul. She's yet to hit a shot from the foul line tonight, and she won't do it there. Soul misses on the front end. She is scoreless entirely tonight. Nice move by Ainsley Grant to get around Toby Soul with 38 seconds to go into the front court, and a foul will be committed by Soul, and that will draw the ire of Coach Ryan Thomas. He is not happy about that one. Kind of saying to Toby, what are you thinking? Soul will make up for it on the attempted steal on the inbounds. Jump ball as Grant will tie up with her for it. It's going to Hartford.
28th turnover for Chase County on the ball game. You even take it back, 5 of those.
Yeah, big time.
5 made buckets were a tie ball game.
And another foul committed here by Chase County. That one again against Francis. Her second. She's got plenty to burn here as that's the ninth team foul. One more puts Hartford at the line for the double bonus as Brashears will take the shot on the 1-1. Puts it up. It's good. See if she can have the first successful trip to the line here for the Lady Jaguars. Puts up the second, and she will. Kiernan Brashears going to end tonight in pretty good standing with 14 points at least as Brashears tried to steal the ball, rolls out of bounds into the scorer's table. So it stays with Chase County. Tubach with it, top of the key, gets away. Nope, won't get away with the walk as she was trying to pass it. I think she thought it was going to get cut off, so she tried to make something happen with her feet, and she just drugged the pivot foot. Francis trying to foul Brashears. She won't be able to do it. I think they're going to go ahead, and this one's going to be dribbled out. No, Tubach still being pretty aggressive as Francis will draw the foul with 3 seconds left to go in the ball game. I think that might be a little too late. Not really necessary as this one's all but done with a 12-point lead, and if Brashears goes the way she went the last time, it'll be 14. Puts up the first, and that's good. Brashears now with 15 points on the night, 39-26 the lead. Going to try and increase it here. Puts it up. That's good as well. 2 seconds left to go. Grant will throw it baseline to Hatcher, who misses on a five-footer, and that does it. 40-26 is your final score. Chase County doing a good job of kind of battling back, but again, it was too little too late as Hartford takes it in the girls' half. We'll take a quick break, come back, get into the Rich Door Company post-game show, get you final stats, and get set for our boys' half of the action here tonight in the battle of Chase County and Hartford. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week here on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball, brought to you in part by...